God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to nourish us is from the epistle lesson, from Peter's first epistle. And remember Peter. Remember him who denied Jesus three times. Remember him who was restored in forgiveness of the Lord. Remember Peter as he brings his word to you. Spoken by the power, written by the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. Hope. That's a word I want you to think about today. It's a word that gives us to be our anchor in life. Even when we think back that the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead was only celebrated a week ago. So many activities, so many events, so much has been occupied in our time and life that we might not even think about it. Because perhaps we preach Christ crucified and risen every Sunday. We preach Christ crucified and risen every time we meet. And so those terms and that conception and that illustration can be overdone, made boring, doesn't apply to my life. And yet, Peter says it does. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has caused us to be born again to a living hope." He doesn't say, because you were working in IBM, or that you were a farmer, that you work in healthcare, that you do any kind of movement around this earth or in anything that you do, but in the resurrection of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Peter gives us this word of hope. This word of hope that can get lost in everything. Just think about your mundane kind of routine life. Monday. I wash the clothes. That's my objective. And I go to Rotary. This last Monday I didn't do that and I had something else planned. But it seems like every single day I've got something mapped out. And I'm sure that you do too. And so the word hope and living hope and resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can get lost, can get pushed aside. But you see, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the reason we're here. This is the reason we have gathered here, to share our faith with one another, to share the assurance that God has given us in Christ Jesus of eternal life and the forgiveness of sins, the assurance that we will be with him in heaven. He brings us together, even though it's difficult, because life's difficult. And I want you to think about that life that you have and how difficult it is, because you have a reality. Sometimes Jesus doesn't really fit into that reality. You've got the reality of sleeping, waking up, showering, putting on clothes, doing the same thing every day of your life. And so you can start thinking about those things with the exception of Jesus, because Jesus doesn't fit in there. You know, we don't want to think about Jesus when we're changing clothes. We probably don't want to think about Jesus when we're taking a shower. And yet, he's with us. He's with us all the time, even as we face trials and tribulations in life. I think it'd take you back to a year, 10 years ago, and it was September of 2016. It was a Friday, and I was at our cabin in Managua. And at that time, I had some, what I thought was insect bites underneath my cap. I started itching them and sure, they itch, it's bug bites. For 10 years, I had been with the neuropathy of shingles, which invades my life quite often. So I tend to push Jesus out every so often. And then I call to him for healing. And remember his responses to prayer, brothers and sisters in Christ, because his response to prayer is not, oh, you're going to be immediately healed. It's, yes, I heard your prayer. No, I'm not going to act on your prayer now. You have to wait, which is the hardest thing that we do. And yet Jesus comes into our life even when we are affected and infected with other things that occupy our minds and lives. He interjects himself into our reality because he is our reality. That's why we're here. He brings us together because this is God's reality. And God's reality is that Jesus lived, suffered, died, and rose again for our sins, to give us life everlasting and forgiveness of sins. He comes into our lives because he knows that we need spiritual renewal. Jesus knows that we need him. We need him to forgive our sins. We need him to lift us up and to encourage us in every walk of faith, in every walk we do. So he comes to us, and he brings to us the certainty of Easter. There are some in the world that still doubt that Jesus rose from the dead. But Jesus continues to tell us in his word that he did rise from the dead, and that he has given us eternal life and forgiveness of sins because of that resurrection. And so we're here, not only to continue to enjoy the lilies that seem to start drooping with time. God gives us the certainty of Jesus Christ, of him who rose from the dead. And in that, Peter said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has caused us to be born again to a living hope. A hope that is not dying. A hope that's not drooping, but a hope that is supported and encouraged with each passage of time. Encouraged in our own life, and gives us the assurance that we have an anchor. An anchor in the Holy Spirit and in Jesus. Because through that resurrection, he also gives us endless joy. That our lives, well, sometimes they're grouchy. Sometimes they're droopy. Sometimes they don't fit well in our life and faith. But yet, he gives us that joy of Easter, of Jesus rising from the dead, appearing before his disciples. And yet, you know, when you read that or hear that in John chapter 20, with the doors closed and the windows locked, or the doors locked and the windows closed for fear of the Jews, it's fear of the Jewish leaders who would come and take them away just like they took Jesus away. So when you read that and hear that, remember that it's not the Jewish people storming the house where they were. It's the Jewish leaders. So their fear of the Jewish leaders. And Jesus brings us that joy even when we have fear and anxiety and worry. So I want you to remember the hope that Peter brings. And the longer we live, the faster the days go by. The longer we live, the more problems we face, the more health concerns we have to endure. The longer we face, or the longer we live, we face difficulties and problems with life. The longer we live, the more the tendency of those difficulties and trials and problems have on our faith life. The longer we live, the more we endure the death of friends and family. And yet, the longer we live, God interjects the joy of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and gives us power and strength to share that with family and friends. He continues to abide in our life, continues to lift us up and encourage us, and continues to give us joy to share with others. In Jesus Christ's holy and gracious name, amen.